Well, good day and welcome to another episode here of the Disaster Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Davis, the Pod Medic, and it's great to have everybody back joining us. We've got a very special episode here with a remote link directly to some friends of ours that are attending, or we're actually working on some class materials at the U.S. Fire Administration, at the U.S. Fire Academy, which is a resource that I don't think people know a lot about, especially in the EMS sector. And so we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things you can actually avail yourself of there. Before we get to that, though, we have to make sure that we have everybody on the call, and that includes the amazing, the incredible Sam Bradley.
Oh, my God, I'm blushing. Thank you so much, Jamie. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. You know, Jim's done a lot of work with them, and he's got a great project going on now, and he's got some folks there with him that we're going to talk to or hear from. And of course, we got Dr. Joe with us, too. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. Glad to be on.
We're always glad to have you here. And Jim, the Sasquatch. But he's kind of in seclusion there working on this project, so we were able to grab him tonight. So, Jim, tell us where you are and who you're with and then what you're working on.
Well, fortunately, I'm sequestered at the National Fire Academy at the National Emergency Training Center in Emmitsburg, Maryland. The gentlemen I have with me tonight are working together with the team to revise or pretty much redevelop a course that's been around for quite some time, but needs a little brushing up. And then, you know, things have changed since this last revision, and that's kind of what we've been hard at work for the last 3 days doing.
So who's there with you?
Well, I got Scott Barthelmess, and I'll let him introduce himself and what he does in St. Louis. So, Scott?
How are you all doing tonight? I'm Scott. I'm from the Eureka Fire Protection District, which is about 30 miles west of the Arch in St. Louis County. We serve about 82 square miles, provide fire, EMS, hazmat, and rescue services to our residents and our businesses. So, been involved in the fire service for about 27 years and been teaching up here the National Fire Academy and the EMS and Managing Officer programs for a number of years.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks, Scott. And so also have the man, the myth, the legend, Bruce Evans. So do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi there. I'm Bruce Evans. I'm from the Upper Pine River Fire Protection District down in southwest Colorado. I'm by the big railroad city of Durango. I spent most of my career in Las Vegas working for Henderson Fire and for a few years at North Las Vegas Fire before retiring up into the mountains and failing retirement, taking another chief's job. Mm-hmm. Been an instructor here at the National Fire Academy since 1996, and really pleased to see this program undergoing a rewrite here, EMS Special Operations.
Excellent. Anybody else, Jim?
No, that's just there's the three of us. So we're working together with some instructional designers and some staff members here at the National Fire Academy in the EMS section. So that's
excellent.
That's what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm.
Well, before we jump into the specifics of your project, there's one misnomer we'd like to correct. And, you know, the word EMS has come up a couple times, and I think a lot of people are under the impression the National Fire Academy is only for fire-based people. Would you speak to that?
Yeah, so that's absolutely not true. The EMS section has been around for a number of years, and actually I'm going to toss this to Bruce and let him talk about it since he's the elder statesman here.
So the you know, Jim's exactly right. The National Emergency Training Center is a place where all first responders have the opportunity to come and train. And EMS has been a big part of the National Fire Academy's curriculum for many years, over 20 years, all the way back to when Gordy Sachs and Jeff Dyer were the EMS program chairs in the late 80s and early 90s. And several of the curriculums that came into being at the National Fire Academy, for example, the Management of EMS course, which has always been kind of the foundation course here. It was originally a two-week class. It's undergoing a rewrite right now and being dropped down to a six-day class. and having some other ancillary classes circle around it. But that was a class that if you were a frontline or you were desiring to be a frontline EMS supervisor, it was your gold standard. You'd come and you'd go through 2 weeks of coursework that really revolved around an EMS assessment center and a competitive bid procurement between a mythical fire-based Central City Fire Department and a mythical private ambulance called OMR. And once you mastered that course and graduated out of there and you wanted to come back another year for some more, you could come to Advanced Leadership Issues in EMS. And that was a course that looked at a lot of the mechanics in-depthly of how you operate with EMS-wise, looking at fleet, quality improvement, some leadership issues, some HR issues, some innovation, looking very early on at what was called value-added EMS that now we know as community paramedicine or mobile integrated healthcare. And then EMS Special Operations came shortly after that, which is a course that we're working on, which is a course that's designed to help frontline EMS supervisors deal with kind of what we would call asymmetrical EMS topics. For example, dignitary protection, hazmat integration, issuing pandemic, how EMS fits into pandemic situations. And then probably the hardest course on the National Fire Academy campus is a course called Advanced Life Support Response to Hazardous Materials Incidents. It's a week of organic chemistry, and it's a week of toxicology and advanced pharmacology and advanced physiology. It's one of those classes where the students wander around the campus in kind of a glazed over look. There's a lot of after-class work and very little pub time.
That would be me. But I tell you what, I wish I had known about this when I became a field supervisor, because that's always been one of my issues, is there hasn't been a lot of training for field supervisors. They take an experienced medic out of the field, and here you go, here's your keys, have a good day. What are your thoughts, Jim or Joe?
Well, this is Jim. So I think there's other classes in development, and that Bruce didn't mention. Quality management's another one. I think hot topics in research is another class that's out there. But there's also other classes that kind of bridge the gap between fire-based EMS and the fire service, financial management, those kind of things too. So here's the best part of all of this. This is a free class. Or course. You can come once a year. They reimburse you for your they lodge you. They reimburse you for your flights. So it's a free class or course that you can take for a six-day class or a 10-day class. That's the best part about it, and it's kind of not a secret, but it's just not widely known.
Yeah, it isn't widely known. You're absolutely right, Jim. And it's one of the reasons I wanted to make sure we got this segment together for the show, because I think it's important for people to learn that this resource is out there and that they can get reimbursed for their trip there. And going there once a year to get a course once a year from some of the best trainers and resources in the country is something that everybody should probably try to take more advantage of. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I've been coming here as a student since probably 93, and as an instructor for the last couple of years. And it's one of the great parts of the educational experience here is networking, and realizing that the problems we face back at home are not unique. They are across the board, nationwide, very, very common. So you get to meet people from across the United States. Matter of fact, internationally, that you will keep as a resource for your entire career. I still reach out to people these days that I went to classes with, back in the '90s. That you know, you can just reach out and say, you know, we've got this issue in Memphis or you know, Atoka, wherever I am, and what are your thoughts on that? What's your best practice? And, you know, we facilitate issues, problems, concerns, and find solutions with reaching out to each other over the course of a career.
So, Joe, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, these guys are the experts, right? I'm just proud to say that, you know, Paragon is well represented by the folks that are at the National Fire Academy teaching at the premier place for education related to fire and EMS.
So true. So, Jim, can you give us a little detail on maybe some of the changes you're making or the class itself?
So, yes, I could, but I'm going to let Scott Barthamus from St. Louis talk about that.
Excellent.
So we're really looking at trying to bring some current issues, some current topics into the training to bring forward some things we don't see in the previous editions of this course, tactical EMS being one of them, the response to some of the terrorist events we've seen, active shooters, across the board to really prepare EMS organizations, fire organizations that provide EMS care to be prepared for those not-so-ordinary calls, those not-so-ordinary events that many agencies are facing daily or weekly across the country.
Wow, that's awesome. And you're making me realize how much has actually changed on the EMS side of the world, say, over the last 10 years with active shooter and all of that. And, of course, that's exactly what Jim and Joe do with Paragon is address those issues. Right, Jimmy?
Absolutely. And it's interesting to just hear some of the things that they're doing. And what do you expect, Jim, and I guess also Scott and Bruce, if you could jump in too? What do you expect people to really take away from this course? And it's you're saying it's going to be 6 days. It's going to be pretty intensive training all day. You know, when they go back to their area, is this something where they're going to be prepared to assume leadership role in taking on special operations, or is this just a stepping off point to the next level?
The answer is yes. So when the when this course was last revised, it was ICS 300 heavy, and that was kind of a new thing in fire-based EMS and EMS in general. Was your ICS 300? So we've taken this to the next step. The next level is most people, most respondents, it's a prerequisite for the course is you have ICS 300. And so now it's more of a, not an understanding of ICS 300, but an application of. So it's going to be very heavy and it's going to be light on lecture and very heavy on activity and exercise. So a lot of tabletop, a lot of interaction, a lot of discussion. But for example, some of the references in the last iterations of this course was like the North Hollywood shootout, right? So we've come a long way from that point to today with, you know, IEDs, active shooter events, vehicle, you know, hostile MCI events. So our world has changed dramatically since the last iteration of this class. And we're trying to bring out those elements and trying to make it kind of as current as it can be and add those current events as we move forward through the instruction of this class. Now, let me say this, too. So Scott mentioned fire-based EMS. That is totally not the audience. So this is it's an EMS course. So you have people that are welcome and expected to be here from third service, hospital-based, fire-based, you know, whatever model of EMS that you do, you are welcome here. And so it's kind of a collaborative effort across the board for EMS.
I think it's awesome. So is there other courses in the future that you guys are looking to design that might tag onto this?
Well, there's a couple things in the pipeline right now. One is as technology evolves, we're kind of catching on. We're in emergency services, we're kind of hard to catch on to technology sometimes. But we're doing a lot of looking at and developing of courses that are strictly online delivery through platforms like D2L. Where there's a facilitated online class. So those things are coming on board too.
I like that.
So there
people
is
that can't get there.
Right.
Go ahead, Joe.
And so there is some other resources that are here as far as EMS simulation. So this current course that we're working on, the EMS Special Operations course, is really designed to plug into very specific special ops things that happen in the EMS world. For example, the heavy rescue discipline, the search and rescue discipline, tactical EMS, and medicine that's being delivered in an austere environment. However, for the more average, we would consider average day-to-day mass casualty incidents, there is another class called EMS Incident Operations, which is a 6-day course, which deals with things that would be expected to happen in most communities. Things like, a lightning strike in a park where there might be multiple victims, an active shooter scenario, a tornado that moves through a community and winds up devastating it pretty significantly, and a fire scenario in a nursing home. And then there's a 2-day class, which is out on the road, called EMS Functions in ICS, which are short little vignettes, take about an hour to do. They also reinforce the national framework that deals with typing of resources. So in that particular class, you have a chlorine leak at a municipal swimming pool. You have a light airplane crash at a regional airport. All of this stuff taking place in the fictitious Liberty County and Central City and all of its surrounding suburbs. So while the principles of these classes that deal with EMS simulation, mass casualty incidents, are all universal to a lot of different communities, just to kind of sanitize it a little bit, it's all done in the fictitious world of the National Fire Academy's mythical community.
I think that's awesome, because being an EMS educator for at least 100 years, the best way they learn is getting their hands on it. you can only teach so much in the classroom, which was interestingly a topic we just kind of discussed in terms of disaster, but I think it's great that there's all that hands-on experience, especially for EMS folks. Would you agree, Joe?
Oh, absolutely. It's all about the experience.
Excellent. So, and of course, Joe, at Paragon, that's exactly what you guys do. It's all very experiential. I think that it's worth its weight in gold. Would you agree, Jamie?
I do, and it's important that we give a big thank you to Paragon for helping us keep the Disaster Podcast lights on. And so, Joe, if somebody wants to find out a little bit more about Paragon and what you guys do, is there a place online they can find you?
Sure, you can find us on the web at paragonmedicalgroup.com. We've got a Facebook page by the same name, and you can always reach us through the Disaster Podcast. We'd love to talk to folks about how we can craft an experiential experience for your unique situation.
Great, and thanks again. Jim, is there, would Scott or Bruce like to share how they can be reached, or is there, if they have like an easy way to catch up with them, or maybe you would like to share a resource for us?
Yeah, I think that's very appropriate. So we've actually reached out on our social media circles to our friends on Facebook and other platforms. This is not our class. This is the providers of EMS class, and so we encourage you to reach out to these two guys and to the Paragon Medical Education Group of how we can make this course the best for you. So I'm just going to pitch it to these guys about their contact information. their Facebook or I think that's probably the most appropriate.
Yeah, so you can reach me, Scott Barthelmess. I'm on Facebook. Last name is spelled Barthelmass. Or you can get a hold of me through my fire district, Eureka Fire District in St. Louis, Missouri. The phone number there is 636-938-5505.
Bruce? And you can get me on Facebook, too, or you can catch my email at HawkeyeMS@AOL.com. And you can certainly get me through my work email at the Upper Pine River Fire Protection District.org page.
Perfect. So, we really like to hear from folks out there. I know we got a lot of listeners across the country and internationally, too. So that's another thing I want to reiterate that. I know we got listeners in Europe. I know we got listeners in Australia and other parts of the world. This is a U.S. National Fire Academy or agency, and so that means nothing, but it means everything. So those folks are so welcome to apply to these classes as well. So we've had people from all over the world come to these offerings.
Excellent. And of course, Jamie, you'll post the links to the National Fire Academy so they could get more. I'm hoping a whole bunch of EMSers hear this and are dying to take this course. When will it be available, Jim?
So I think the pilot offering for this is going to be in the latter part of October. So I think we'll be spending Halloween here.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Yeah. So I think we're not solid on the dates yet, but I think the first the pilot offering is going to be the latter part of October 2018.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks for coming on. Thanks for making the time and your busy schedule. I know you guys have been working hard all day, and so it's late at night for you. And appreciate you, Scott and Bruce and Jim, for coming on the show and telling us about this exciting new offering from the National Fire Academy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
Sam, where can folks find you?
Well, in the usual social media venues, Sam Bradley or Sam Bradley 11 on our Disaster Podcast webpage, disasterpodcast.com, and certainly on our Disaster Podcast Facebook page. Yep. How about you, Jimmy?
Yeah, you can find me under the handle PodMedic in most social media locations out there. If you search for PodMedic, you should be able to find me. Please friend or follow me there. And I just want to remind you again, our Facebook group is open to everyone. Just search Disaster Podcast and request to join the group. We'd love to have you in. We'll certainly approve your request to join. And then you can join the conversation there. I think we're just about to tick over 600 people. So that's kind of exciting. So please come and join us. We post our weekly episodes there. Other folks, friends of ours, post some of their podcasts there as well. And we'd love to hear from you. So please check in and join the conversation. Sam, this is exciting to hear about revamping a course like this. You know, it's one of the things that's important in education is to continually look at what we're offering and bring it up to date and make sure that we're giving people the best possible information because, you know, our disaster response is changing all the time.
Well, and we don't give credence to the fact that an EMS supervisor can be dealing with a lot of what Bruce mentioned, local disasters. So it's just the same as it's always been. Disaster medicine is not our everyday medicine.